Thank you very much, Mr. President. Excellencies, distinguished members and observer states of the Council, distinguished members of the Troika. I would first of all like to take this opportunity to thank all delegations that took part during Norway's fourth Universal Periodic Review earlier this week for their constructive engagement. I would also like to reiterate my country's strong commitment to the UPR process, as emphasized by our head of delegation, State Secretary Eriksen. The State Secretary and the rest of the delegation very much appreciated the opportunity to engage in the interactive dialogue with states, striving to address questions and issues that were raised. I pointed out in my introduction on Monday that as a peer review mechanism, the UPR engages us in a process of introspection and reflection. We come out of this review strengthened in our conviction that the UPR plays a crucial role in improving states' implementation of their international human rights obligations, so also for us. You will have heard State Secretary Eriksen underscore that Norway has a principled and continuing commitment to human rights. While presenting progress since our last review and highlighting that we are proud of our achievements, he also made sure to point out that Norway does not claim a perfect record. No country can. We certainly recognize that there is always room for improvement and that further progress must be made. As our societies evolve, so do our challenges. This is the very nature of the work on human rights. We now look forward to engaging in follow-up and implementation and to consulting with stakeholders, always with the aim of advancing human rights in Norway. With regard to the recommendations that we have received, Norway wishes to reserve its position on all recommendations until the 58th session of the Council. This will allow to engage in a robust consultation process within our government. Finally, I would like to express our sincere gratitude to the members of the Troika, Cameroon, Cuba, and France for their efficient work on the Working Group report.